Okay, it is 8:40 on the ticket, and speaking of baseball, the Rangers have had two very dramatic wins over the Yankees as they have returned home from that rough West Coast road trip. They're putting things right with late inning and extra inning wins over the Yankees in games one and two of this series. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about it is the skipper of the Texas Rangers. We say good morning to Bruce Bochy. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great.
We're doing great. It's been a pretty exciting week for you so far.
It has, and I'm coming out. It's an exciting week business-wise for me as well as baseball-wise because I'm coming out with a new line of signature colognes. y'all probably heard about it. I know we've released a press release on it, but in case your listeners don't know, Bochy's Brute will be coming out soon. it smells like saddle leather, WD-40, and post-argument solitude.
It smells like that, huh?
It does, and then there's also Bochy's Noir. That smells like tequila sweat, cab vinyl, and whore perfume.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, good luck with that.
Scent. Yeah.
Good luck with that business venture.
Well, thank you. You know, it's just something to put out there for the Ranger fans. And, you know, I run an analog Etsy shop out there at Trader's Village in Grand Prairie. So.
Well, that's great, but I was more talking about the wins so far this week over the Yankees.
Well, look, I mean, obviously I'm happy that we beat the Yankees, a couple of dramatic games, and I'm really happy for the guys, and I'm happy that it seems like Jock is coming around. You know, he had a big home run a couple nights ago and had two hits last night.
Yeah.
And I feel proud of him, you know, in the way that a grandfather feels so proud of his grandson. He gives him a beer and a lit cigarette and congratulates him on entering middle school. You know, Jock struggled for a long time, but I stood by him.
Yeah.
Just like I stood by a diet of steak for breakfast and bacon for dinner after they changed the dietary guidelines back in 63. But I'm loyal like that, and we're happy for him. We are.
Well, and the pitching has just been – it's been great all year long. And what Nate Eovaldi has done has just been, as we've talked about all morning, it's been historic.
Nate has been great. I mean, he's been historically great. He's been and when I think of historically great people, you know, I think of Babe Ruth and Abraham Lincoln and Charles Tex Watson. And,
what?
Oh, my gosh.
Who, although he did wrong, he did what he was told. And, you know, Nate's great. I mean, Jacob's been great, too. And now we got Merrill. And he's not only a great pitcher, he's just a great human being, you know. He's very – I just think, you know, I thank God for him being on our staff, and I'm a spiritual man like that. So, in fact, last night I was praying to Steve McQueen to give me the courage to never love again.
That's an interesting prayer and interesting person to be praying to.
Well, I mean, I got my heart broken by a woman that I was once so vulnerable with that I told her I was sometimes scared I wouldn't be able to operate on 2 hours of sleep a night for the next 60 years in order to accomplish something I'd never be satisfied with. And and she broke my heart by breaking up with me shortly afterwards. But I just ain't ever been the same after that. But we don't need to get into it.
No.
Yeah, that's terrible to know. Bruce Bochy with us here on the ticket. You're getting the perfect formula for wins. You're getting pitching and defense. The defense has been great.
Josh had a great catch last night. reminds me of that great catch I had out in the jet stream and the Gulf Stream when I hooked a record marlin using only 10-pound test on a Shakespeare bait caster rod and reel while in a canoe and spent 20 hours wrestling him in. And by the time I got him to the boat, the sharks had taken their portion. So I rode the 200 miles to shore with a tethered marlin skeleton and a journal of my boyhood experiences that I let quietly slip into the drift so that no one would know where to form my heart. But
wow, Bochy in the sea.
It reminded you of that catch.
But yeah, but we were proud of Josh for that catch last night. That was great.
Well, you know, you have been doing this a long time, and this does come up from time to time. How much longer do you think you'll do this?
Well, George. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm glad that you asked me that question.
Okay.
But I've been thinking more about it, you know, about my life and how long I want to keep dedicating it to the in and out and day-to-day of baseball. And, you know, sometimes when it rains, I'll walk out of the house in the downpour fully clothed and stand by a rushing creek, letting that boiling rush of water take away whatever capacity for love I once had in my heart. Just so I can make it through another day, you know, and so then I can return after that experience by the creek. I can return to my loved ones and be a steady presence until the day one of them finds me motionless on the garage floor, my final words unheard and my final breath unwitnessed. But
oh, no.
But that's just the way. That's just the way us older guys do it.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Right. Who can say right now?
Yeah. Who can say? That's it. That's right. And we just really appreciate the Rangers fans. I guess that's my overall message.
Sure, yeah. They've been loud the last couple of nights.
And they have. They have. And we appreciate that. All right.
All right. Well, good luck today. Oh, there he goes. Bruce Brochy. As the Rangers get a couple wins over the Yankees and go for a sweep here this afternoon.